Quisiera empezar.
I'd like to begin today by observing 1 minute of silence for all of those who have fallen victims to anti-personnel mines and all of those who have devoted their lives to eliminating anti-personnel mines, as well as those who are no longer with us. 1 minute of silence, please.
Gracias.
Thank you.
En 1997,
25 years ago, states and civil society organizations came together to draft an instrument that would put an end to the suffering and casualties caused by anti-personnel mines. We have shown major resilience in the face of the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And as a result of this, we are here today, once again in person, for the first time since 2018. We are here to reassert the commitment we have to this instrument, which, in terms of its implementation, will help to save lives. This commitment hasn't faded in the past, nor will it fade now. Today, more than ever, we need to channel the energy that went into making this treaty a reality 25 years ago. It will take all of us and all of our efforts to accomplish our objectives. We are running out of time to ensure that the goals set in Oslo at the Fourth Review Conference are accomplished. I urge you to use the time and the full program we have this week to do so. The 25th anniversary of the convention is a time to celebrate our achievements. 55 million stockpiled mines have been destroyed. 31 countries have been declared mine-free, and what's most important, countless lives have been saved. Nonetheless, challenges remain, and we all have the responsibility to ensure the implementation of the convention as well as its application and attain its full universalization in order to attain a world free from mines. Having said this, I officially inaugurate the 20th meeting of the States Parties.
Gracias. En este acto de...
Thank you. In this opening act, we will be accompanied by the Colombian soprano singer Ana María Villamizar, who will honor us with 3 musical interpretations especially selected for this occasion. Ana María has been living in Switzerland since 2011, where she came to perfect her skills in contemporary singing, mainly. She also holds a master's degree in vocal pedagogy from the Haute École de Musique in Geneva and another master's degree in musicology from the University of Geneva. She will be accompanied by the guitarist Ezequiel Capellano. My very special thanks to both of you. Ana María, please.